To our Master of Beauty and Peace, listening to my own ignorance only brought me pain, as if I was literally dying. I bow down to you, to the true divine being that you are, to existence and all the Buddhas. May I sit at your feet and learn this sacred language of love. I do anything, anything. I love you with my whole heart and my whole being. It feels like there is a big red balloon inside my chest, ready to lift off and burst in any moment. In love and gratefulness, Shivani. You back now, Shivan, yeah? No, you have to get more involved. No, you do anything, because that's what you've been waiting for. Yeah? No, it's no way back, no. No, you get totally involved. Okay? You have a lot of capacity to do that, no? You just had to wait for you, no? Now you are totally ripe. You have been that before also, but no, it's very clear. No? My beloved Babaji, how to thank you for so much love and compassion, so many healings that are happening, so many blessings, revelations and clarity. Thank you, thank you. At the end of Mystic Rose, I had a revelation when I looked just at your picture. I could feel how it is to go beyond the form and see what is. Like you told me before, just be. Osho says, be aware of yourself. This constant remembering of the self creates a certain energy a very subtle energy in you. You begin to be a crystallized being. Yeah, that's what I said, just be. That's what I mean, just rest into your own being. Which cannot happen before you are totally relaxed. It's a total let go to rest in yourself. Only when all doing is disappeared, then it happens. Then this rest, when I say just rest, it sounds very easy, not just like easy is right. But it comes only when all doing has gone. This simple feeling of oneself, that one is, creates a center of stillness, a center of silence, a center of inner mastery. That's why Buddhas talk about the fire of awareness. It is a fire. Beloved, I will keep this fire alive and just be. Just live in total acceptance and joy for this beautiful and magical life in eternal celebration. This is my commitment with you and with my being. Thank you. I love you forever. With much love and gratitude, at your feet, Jai Mati. Everybody is seeking peace and happiness, no? If they know it or not know it. But this peace, this happiness only comes when all seeking stops. Seeking cannot give you the peace. It's the stopping, the letting go that brings the peace, the happiness. No more, more people are stopping. This is like a stopping place. Just stop. Beloved one, it's too much. I have to thank you. It is like I must, like a debit. I have to thank you. But how? As you said the other day, it's impossible to repay the beloved. And I feel this helplessness. In my meditation, I saw this like I had walked for a very, very long time. It was in old times. I walked to meet the Master. But when I arrived to the top of the mountain, and I saw the rock where the Master had been, the Master was gone. He had left just before, and I had no clue in which direction he had taken. Oh, beloved, I cried. I cried deeply, and I cried a lot. So a feeling took form. What if I don't make it? And this feeling is flashing up constantly. I met you, beloved, and I'm very happy. For the meeting, for the beauty, for the light, the polishing, for everything. Everything is so beautiful in my life. Your hand has made that. Thank you, beloved. But deep down in this contentment for this amazing life, there is this fear that has been with me for a while. And now it took shape. What if I don't find it? What if I don't become the temple? Where can I really meet you? What if I don't see Sometimes I listen to this worry and I just let it go. My life is real and beautiful, but it's coming so much that I wonder if maybe it's a real worry, if such thing exists. What if I don't make it? And to feel that hurts so much. Where would you find it, Ayana? What you are looking for, where would you find it? Where do you think you would find it? Yeah. Then you are here, no? Then? Then don't look, receive. There is no, I wonder if maybe it's a real worry. No. Real worries doesn't exist because worrying is part of the mind. What worry do you have now? Ayana, tell me. What worry? Any worry you have? No. What do you have then? What do you have? What do you have? Tell me what you have. Tell me what you have. What? Tell me what that. What did you have? What? What? Put the name on that. Huh? What? What? Then, when you have the any worry there, no? No. No, because then the mind is not involved, no? Remember, the worry only comes from the mind. Don't go there. Stay put. That's what I'm showing you. Don't leave that place. Then you know. That's the difference between knowing and thinking. No, you know. Accept it. And be happy. This is just the old habit of the mind. Mind has to worry. Thank you, beloved, for giving satsangs. You say you are just a simple man. And I know it's true because you speak truth so simple, so beautiful. But really, my beloved, you are so immense. You are giving the greatest mercy of your presence. So shining, so loving. So much that is impossible to comprehend it. Thank you, my master. In the hope of becoming a temple of that you are showing to eternity in love, Ayana. That is the longing that Rumi is talking about. That will keep you going till there is no more doubt, no? This is not the longing for any worldly things, it's the longing for your own self. Beloved Master Swarup, the last satsang, when Rishi was feeling the pain in his chest, I also became aware of that pain. I could understand what it was. For me, that pain is the longing I feel for you, my beloved Master. I understood now, when this woman mystic Sahaja was talking about her Master, She said that her master would tell her to meditate, but she could only think about her master. She was in a dilemma. But that is a technique in itself. That is one of the techniques. You are focused on the master. What are you then? You are focused on love, on truth, on yourself. No? That's the art. You have to find something to keep you connected, to keep you in the moment, to keep you in the heart. That's what all the techniques are for. Hmm? Visualization, mantras, offerings, all that is to stay in touch. And this is how the heart is, and especially a woman's heart. How can you meditate? Meditate seems like you have to do something. Already her heart belongs to the master. So that is easy. The master is always there. That is meditation. I can see that for me now it is also the same. This longing now is so strong that I want to always be with you. That one. You're becoming one of my gopis now. I thought you were such a... But remember, love and meditation goes together. Hmm? They are two wings of the same bird. I want to feel your love in my body, my heart, my soul, and to disappear in you, to merge with you. When I am with you, all my desires disappear. All my desires are fulfilled, and much more. This longing is beyond this world. It brings you beyond this world. Osho says that this longing or this love is illogical. You cannot understand it. It is beyond the mind. If you are in love with a woman, it is difficult to explain. You just love. But this love is not an ordinary love for me. It is love. Love forever. For eternity. Thank you, Master, for showing us this longing that is beyond our understanding. Eternally grateful with much love, your disciple Dasha. Hari Om Dasha. If the longing is strong, if it's the real, then it is the same as surrender, because you are disappearing in that now. That is the whole focus. Kabir says, nobody has found God without a living master. His help is what makes it possible. You find your thirst, your longing, and he will do the rest. You find your thirst, your longing, and he will do the rest. Then he knows that you are thirsty now. That's what he wants to see. Beloved Father, thank you a million times for giving us all these long, wonderful retreats. I would love to live in satsang always. I know that feeling. And I hope one day you will be in a state there is satsang always. And yes, you do remind us to bring satsang home. to integrate it in our other so-called normal lives. The thing is, I kind of don't have another life anymore. Nothing is better than that. Hallelujah. That's the way it goes. When you taste something that is so good, then you forget everything else. That's how it is. It's like a child who has his favorite toy, always had that toy. And one eye is popping out and one arm is always loose like this and still it stinks of fat and everything. But this is my most beloved toy. And nobody understands what is that so close to that child's heart. They just love that toy. Everybody says, she wash it. No, no, this is the smell I like. I love it. And then one day she sees something else. And she forgets it. And the mama comes and, what happened? I saw your toy laying outside. What toy? I have this now. She found something that was better now. That's how it is. Forget everything, no? The thing is, I don't have another life anymore. The last year, I basically done nothing in between retreats. Just taking care, stay still, and not rush into crazy involvements as I used to. That's not doing nothing. That's doing a lot compared to what you have been doing. Just taking care of yourself. And to be able to go to all the retreats without blaming other involvement that my ego is trying to do, to stop me. Well, it seems like you don't listen to the ego anymore. It's so wonderful not to have anything to do, but of course, the should part of my ego keeps nagging that I should do something, that I should know what to do and what I want. Kind of lost all my willpower and outgoing curiosity. Luckily, I still have some kind of ingoing curiosity. I certainly know that I want to follow you, learn more, and get to know, to get to know myself. The line, I'm here only to serve, does echo in my heart since way back, just don't know what that is. You should do, everybody should do something. But the thing is, before, you were a slave of just your instinct and the conditioning and what you had become unconsciously in society of your dreams. No, you have stopped that. So this is a new chapter. Because you have to do something, create something out of more awareness now. So this break is almost a must to let go of the old. Then you will be in the gap. And if you can afford it, with family, with money, whatever responsibility you have in your life on planet Earth, great. But then you have to bring it out again with your new understanding, no? Be more creating, that you do something that is in tune with your understanding now, not from your past. Then you will be very creative. Then you will be more loving. Then it will be more beautiful what you do, because it comes from that space, your own inner heart. In India, they have different yogas. Jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, karma yoga. And karma yoga is just there, I'm here only to serve. You can do anything, but you don't expect anything in back. So you do whatever you have to do, and it's all like a service. you don't expect any self-gain. It has nothing to do with the ego. That is very beautiful. You do what you have to do. If you are a shopkeeper, you enjoy that. It's not for a lot of gain or to trick people. You're just doing your work. So this should always be there, that you want to serve. And you should serve the truth in whatever way it comes from your own heart. I tried a lot of things and dreams in this life with various results, often ending up crash landing after taking too big risk, and sometimes with a high dose of ignorance. Yes, risk and ignorance doesn't go good together. You have to come from wisdom and innocence. But of course, we are all learning how to function in the world. No, you have learned more. You have crash landed many times, and then you know, I don't want to land like that anymore. No, you do it in a different way, no? I wanted to share this luxury dilemma because I'm quite ashamed of it. I kind of want to hide it. No problem. The thought of going out in the world, innocent and fragile, is also quite scary right now. Yes, but that's the challenge you have, to show yourself as you are. That's the challenge. That's what Jesus means. You have to be strong in spirit. First you have to find it, then you have to stand up for it. Yes, Samara wrote me also. No, he's back. He was worried using his name. No, he went back and he stood up for it. And then everybody accepted it. Because it doesn't come from that little mouse. It comes from himself. When you're in touch with that, then you stand up for it. Everybody, wow, very great. Samara. Pah, very good. And not only that, but he managed to come back here now. He couldn't believe it. Everything worked, and that's what I'm telling you, but you have to have your own experience. When you stand up for the truth, which is the truth, is only one truth, it's not your truth. That's what I'm saying. It's not my truth I'm talking the truth. Then the whole existence will support you. So no, he managed to come back. I couldn't believe it. No, he gave him more courage to stand up for himself. No, he's totally sure he's going to go to Brazil also. And if the boss doesn't like it, he wrote me, then okay, let him fire me. That's the way to do it. Don't let anything hold you back. What's the big deal? You work another place, fuck it. I really feel stupid asking, but I'm taking a chance, asking for your advice if it's time to go out in the world and keep trying, or is it okay to embrace this opportunity to do nothing? Both is good. For me, everything is good. You have to feel if it's time or not. If you enjoy just resting, then rest. If you are hungry, eat. If you're tired, sleep. So easy. Just listen to yourself, please. If you like walking, walk. If you like to take bath, no? Don't, otherwise, even bath is not nice if you don't want it. Some things difficult to understand. Can you say something about the difference between ego, willpower, and true inspiration? Yes, you have known that now, and when it comes from your own heart that you want, you feel that now. You have to trust that. It comes from different place in you. And when you don't expect anything from what you do, then it's more your creativity. You enjoy doing it. The ego always wants something back. It wants some recognition. It wants some money. It wants some fame. It wants to show itself. Be playful about it. At your feet, Imani. Beloved Swaha, I cannot hold it back, deny it or doubt it anymore. In the crying in Mystic Rose, I felt and heard my heart longing and screaming for God. I die if I cannot come out with what my heart is longing for in this lifetime. When I came here 17 years ago, I was convinced and determined never to be creative in the world again, nor to struggle in tough relationships. I was exhausted and felt so good with the peace that was growing inside me, and I was ready for my beloved Master and the real, and following the dance of joy and purification. Now, thanks to your immense love, everything has changed, transformed. I feel strongly I have to share, to give back what was given to me and many fellow travelers. It was such a beautiful cooking. I long for creating groups where the Enneagram types, dream interpretation, bonding and dance are the base. Groups where the Enneagram type is worked upon emotionally, not just mentally. Thanks to the support for creativity in the Sangha, I have already started a little, both here and in Sweden, considering groups. I do not know my form yet. I have to experiment, flow, and communicate to stand up, stand on my own legs again, regaining my creative power, my joy. Yes. Asmani, do it. Of course. No, you have it. Do you see? Then it's not thinking. It wants to come out, no? And if it's the right thing, then existence will take care. It will help you. Go for it. Play with it. Be creative. Experiment. Make boo-boos. Polish it. Start something new. Just do it. Have fun. Nothing to lose now, no? You blew away all my doubts by love and care. You initiated me into this world of beauty, love, and wonder. Can you give me some hints to get started? Yes, get started. My heart longs for serving love and truth. I really want to live and endure and rejoice. At your feet, to your service, I'm available. Love and gratitude as money. Very good as money. I will be with you. And just feel that you're doing it for me, then everything will be taken care of. Listen to this poem. Beloved, Your love is my life support. What do I have to do with all these worldly people? All these connections are false. The world is false. This body is false. False is the coming and going of the breath. False is this illusion of safety. For me, your love has become real. I have become of your color. I want what is inside. I do what you showed me with the one-pointed mind. Please, please keep your eye on me and don't let me forget. The day I get to see you, all my sorrows vanish. I offer you my life. Please awaken my heart. I'm in your care. Please keep me with you. I'm addicted to your love, to your kindness, to your light. I'm very happy because these poems, many of you are writing also. It's very fortunate in this world to come back to your true self, to your own heart, to become real. That's what is missing. To be in touch with your divine self, no? Your own being. Beloved one, I couldn't come to Assisi, but many things, when I listened to the satsangs, came up for me and bring memories from my Catholic practice before I met you, beloved. The closest I came to meditation at that time was to pray with the rosary. This is a repetitive prayer that helped me and I regularly came back to. Since I met you, this has faded, but I have discovered Om Mani Padme Om and the Gayatri Mantra. The whole thing with the Gayatri Mantra is a remembrance that you go deeper in your meditation, in yourself, and that you regain your divine self, your connection with the whole. But that doesn't happen so easily with just doing a mantra, but it's happening here. And Om Mani Padme Om also is just, they say, is purifying you of your pride, your ego, your illusion, your desires. But these, all these mantras is not much worth if you don't have a connection to it. Like the Tibetans have sung this beautiful mantra, which is one of the most beautiful mantras for thousands of years. But you have, the whole thing is that you have to be connected to the mantra. They always have these different parts. It could be with the rosary, it could be with the mantra, it could be with the incense, it could be to a picture of the guru or the god or the goddess. It can be offering flowers, fruit. In India, they even took the marks, imprints of the feet of the guru. Many temples you see, there's just the feet of the guru there, the imprint, his footprints. And that is enough to pray, no? Maybe from way back before they had any pictures, before drawings even. Anything that can connect you will be helpful, no? But it has to be in your heart. Still, I grab myself sometimes wishing I could have some powerful words that I could repeat meditatively that to me are more connected to you, my beautiful living master, like a verbal photo of you that can refocus me when my mind starts drifting, that I can silently recite when I'm sitting around in this world, bringing you to me in your physical absence. Yes, if this is close to your heart, Sujan, then do it. And what is nice, you see in the whole Middle East and in the Far East, they have malas. Even the Christians, no? And it's just a remembrance to stay there, to stay in the moment, to stay connected, no? So all these techniques can be helpful. It depends if it's close to you or not. It must be close to you because you are connected with it. You should do whatever you can be connected to. Is the Gayatri Mantra appropriate? Could you give us a deeper understanding of this mantra? Or could you advise me another mantra that I can connect to you? In endless gratitude for your presence. I love you, yours, Sujan. My path has never been much interested in mantras. And what I would say to you is that you have to be connected with it. There is one, for me, that has been coming up spontaneously many times in my life, and that is Gata Gata, Paragata, Pata, Samgata, Bodhisvaha. That has been there before this. I got this name also. And I remember asking Papaji about this mantra and the meaning. And even he couldn't tell me. And then it was an old sadhu, an old yogi who used to come, is maybe the only Indian there. He used to sit in the corner. Then he asked, Swamiji, what is the meaning of this swaha and the mantra? And then he went into a whole Hindu philosophic discourse. Till Papaji said, no, chalo, be quiet. Because we knew the meaning of it, but how to talk about it. So, gone, gone, well gone, gone beyond the beyond, well gone, Bodhisvaha. How can you talk about that? What is that meaning? You have to have an experience. Beyond everything, nothing left, no. That is the ultimate technique. So, since you are connected with me, I would recommend that, because then my name is there. Or of the beyond. And that can be, Papaji said, this swaha is like hallelujah. Like Hariom. Yahoo! You cannot, it's there's no meaning in it, but it is very, very meaningful. There is no meaning in it, but it's very, very meaningful. It is something beyond the mind. The Tibetans sometimes translated this Swaha with, so be it. That's how it is. I am that unexplainable that you cannot talk about. You are so gone that it's gone beyond the beyond. What to say there? Just Yahoo. So, play with that, I would say, because that is close to me. No, I talked like Osho did many times, and Papaji also talked about different parts. And many people here, they wrote and were confused about these parts. What part am I on? And that's exactly what the Master wants you to do, confuse you. And then Jaitang also wrote to me, I don't know what part I'm on, but I just love to do anything for you, and whatever it is, I just love to be around you. And we didn't think about these parts, which I'm on, then he just gets confused. He's already confused, so don't think. And then he asked, can't there be a Babaji part also? And that's what you should stick to. Not this or that. That Babaji part is beyond the parts. That's what all the masters have to take you. But some people, in the beginning, leaning more towards this, more intellectual, more emotional, more feeling type, more physical type, bodily type. Yeah, so this can be helpful. That's why you have different yogas, different parts. But I'm sitting, if you haven't taken notice before, This is the pathless path. Really leading straight here. What to say then? This is all things to kill time with, just to play with, no? So, Buddha said to his disciple, but again, this is very close disciples, and that's what I can read it now, because now you are in tune. It's ordinary people, they don't understand. They don't understand anything. What to say about these things? This is a very intimate devotee, Sariputra. And Buddha says, form does not differ from the void, and the void doesn't differ from the form. Form is void, and the void is form. The same is true for feelings, conceptions, impulses, and consciousness. O Sariputta, the characteristics of the void is not created, not destroyed, not impure, not pure, not increasing, nor decreasing. It's way beyond. You try to think about the truth is too much. You have to give up. Therefore, in the void there are no forms and no feelings, no conceptions, impulses, and no consciousness. There is no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, or mind. There is no form, sound, smell, taste, touch, or idea, no eye element until we come to no element of consciousness, no ignorance, and no ending of ignorance, until we come to no ending of old age and death. Also, there is no truth of suffering, of the cause of suffering, and the cessation of suffering, or of the path to end all suffering. There are no wisdom and there is no attainment whatsoever. Because there is nothing to be attained, a bodhisattva is relying on prajnaparamita, has no obstruction in his heart. Because there is no obstruction, he has no fear, and he has passes far beyond all confusion from the mind, imagination, and thereby he reaches ultimate nirvana. All Buddhas in the past, present, and future have attained supreme enlightenment by relying on the Prajnaparamita Sutra. Therefore, we know that this mantra is the foremost magic mantra, the great mantra of illumination. It is the supreme mantra, the unequaled mantra, which can truly wipe out all of suffering without any fail. Then he uttered the mantra, saying, Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhi Swaha. Hadiyo. Rest in your natural space, beyond any worry, any problems, with an open, happy heart. Do whatever you need to do in your life and enjoy the gift of living. Don't create any problems for yourself, but be happy. Aum Shanti. Thank you.
Yeah.